This is WSKG News. I'm Sarah Gager. State lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are touting workers' compensation reform as a win this legislative session. It was added as part of the recently approved New York State budget. WSKG's Gabe Altieri looked into what the changes are, and he joins me in the studio now. Gabe, hello.
Hey, Sarah.
So first, can you tell us what workers' compensation is?
Yeah, workers' compensation is the insurance that employers buy to cover employees who get injured at work. It's a big cost for businesses. Here's Mark Frege, president of Matco Electric Corporation in Vestal.
Workers' comp is our biggest cost. It's probably most businesses' biggest cost in the state. So any movement on this burden is a huge help.
Frege was speaking at a press conference last month. State Senator Fred Akshar was touting the savings for businesses as part of the reform. Akshar and others are saying statewide, businesses can expect about an 8% reduction in workers' compensation costs. Here's Akshar.
I was hopeful that we may reach 10% savings. We're in the 8% range. You know, that's $800 million. It's a lot of money.
So where are these savings coming from?
Well, a big change sets kind of a shorter timeline for an injured worker to heal. If he or she isn't going to heal anymore, then that worker's benefit would be stopped after 2.5 years. But this shorter cap is good for businesses because it potentially limits premiums and other costs. Now, if a worker can prove he or she will eventually heal, then this particular benefit can continue.
Okay, so how do workers feel about the changes?
So I talked with Justin Teff. He's president of the Injured Workers Bar Association in New York. That's a group of lawyers who specialize in workers' compensation. He wasn't very happy about the cap on this benefit.
The worker who is going home to their family, who's been a construction worker their whole life and has never worked in an office and never used a computer other than to go on Facebook, and to go home and say, all right, you know, I'm 50 years old and I can never do my work again, and now I have to retrain or we're going to starve. You know, any limit on that concerns us.
Teff says over the last decade, New York has chipped away at various benefits under workers' comp.
Were the reforms in this budget pro-business?
Many of them were, yes, but the workers benefited as well. For example, for a more serious injury, you might not ever heal completely, and your ability to work might be impaired. It used to be that you'd qualify for benefits if you were 80% impaired. Well, now you can get benefits if you're 75% impaired.
So it's a lower threshold to get paid.
Exactly. The deal also ends a requirement that made permanently injured workers seek a job to get benefits, like in the unemployment system. Here's the workers' compensation lawyer Justin Teff again.
So this was, to our way of thinking, a terrific inclusion in this budget, which does not eliminate the requirement for all injured workers, but for someone who is permanently disabled and possibly catastrophically, we believe this was a long time coming and more than appropriate.
Teff adds that the workers certainly didn't walk away from this budget with nothing.
Something for everyone. WSKG's Gabe Altieri, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, thanks, Sarah.